being LGBT in biggest Muslim population is not been easy. I mean, if you heard what happened last 3-4 months, this has also been shocking for us because we've been also kind of like attacking, quote unquote, from government, from society, and how is also the media figuring the LGBT people in Indonesia now, and also how the intolerant, religious intolerant group, they're providing the LGBT, and they also use Friday prayer to kind of like hate speech and then encourage people to do a violent with the LGBT people.
And what is the government doing about this?
The government also, they the one who are spread hate speech, the LGBT disease. I mean, statement from those people who are in government. I mean, it's not give the pictures that the government in our side.
Can you give me some examples of what you and your group are doing to stop it?
It's clear what we're doing since our established in 2006, how also we working on the advocacy for the LGBTI people. So we have some regulation which is explicitly mentioned about the discriminatory and criminalized for the LGBTI people, and we keep working on that. Also in terms of the freedom of assembly and freedom of the freedom assembly and association, and then also in terms of freedom of expression through the media, how we have to give the clear information about the LGBT. And then we hope the media, I mean, the picture of the media now, they always bring that issue with the negative way. I mean, this is because of the lack of the information about the LGBTs. And then it's also in terms of the protection of the LGBT human rights defender, is also our agenda.